Hey, brother. How you doing? Real good. One, two, three, four, five.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How's everybody doing today?
Pretty good.
It's moving week. Today is Alabaster Sunday.
Yeah,
give it up for Alabaster Sunday. Our entire Alabaster offering goes towards the purchase of land and construction of churches. That is awesome. Schools, medical facilities, homes for the missionaries and national workers of the world areas where the Church of the Nazarene has a ministry presence. So the change is going to stretch. The Alabaster offering gets to the mission fields via several avenues. The most widely used is the Alabaster box shaped in the form of a brick. Did you bring yours today? Hold it up. All right. That's awesome. We'll fill the box with change and bills by choosing to give the money of the cost of the items we desire but not need. The boxes also serve as reminders to pray for those people who will benefit from the Alabaster boxes. The way an offering is received is as varied as the world areas which the Church of the Nazarene's presence, it has a presence. However, it is always accompanied with a spirit of rejoicing. Let's be joyful givers today.
Yeah. Amen.
All right. And as I said earlier, this week we are on the move. We are moving. The plan is to be on site every night this week at 6 p.m. So come if you can. Monday through Friday. Saturday we'll have to let you know when hours are because they're having an auction over there, I understand.
Yep.
And so we can't be in the building during that time. We need to totally be moved by Saturday night.
So that's this Saturday night.
All hands on deck.
Yes.
Next Sunday.
I was thinking this is our own work and witness.
Yes, yes. Excellent, Ella.
Yes. Bring it in, kids. We can do it. Next Sunday, we will be somewhere in the building.
Across the street.
Yeah, just go through the doors. You'll find us across the street somewhere. We will not be having our small group time. So service is at 10:30, okay? But if you want to show up early and make things look pretty, you know, bring some food. Let's celebrate. Then we also have Easy Tithe. We're adding to our website. This is also in your bulletin. You can see more about it. We're planning to go live with our new only giving option by next Sunday. So check it out and try it out. Some may want to use online giving as an option to set up your regular weekly contributions. Then you set it and forget it. And then God takes care of the rest.
Right.
So let's rejoice and sing.
Thanks, Lisa.
Will you guys stand and get ready to worship with us? In God I trust, I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? I am under vows to you, O God. I will present my thank offerings to you, for you have delivered me from death and my feet from stumbling, that I may walk before God in the light of life.
Let's sing about his glory this morning. Here we go. God's resplendent glory full on display for all to see. God created, God of hope, beautiful redeeming grace, healer of the broken down, of the orphans and oppressed, find him dining with
from the mountain tops. Hallelujah. Jeanette's dad passed away, you sent a text to Jeanette. And you said, I don't remember what the first part of the text said, but I remember what the last part of the text said. Emmanuel. God with us. And you know, if we have God with us, we are able to face anything. Amen? The song that we just sang helped us to lift our attention, our focus, our perspective on Him. He is worthy of our praise. Amen?
Yes.
His glory is everywhere. God wants to meet us. Let's invite Him to meet us. He's already made the invitation to us. Let's extend the invitation to Him. Amen?
Amen.
Let's sing together, Meet With Me. Here we go. Bill's going to lead us. I'm here to meet.
I'm here to meet with you. Come and meet with me. I'm here to find you. Reveal yourself to me. As I wait, you make me strong as I long.
Yeah, sing it.
Into your heart as I stand and sing your praise. You come and fill this place. Won't you come? Won't you come and fill this place?
Let's sing that again. I'm here to meet with you. Come and meet with me.
I'm here to meet with you. Come and meet with me. I'm here to find you. Reveal yourself to me. As I wait, you make me strong as I long. Draw me to your heart as I stand and sing your praise. You come and fill this place. Won't you come and fill this place?
Ready? Here we go.
As I wait, you make me strong as I long. Draw me to your heart as I stand and sing your praise. You come and fill this place. Won't you come and fill this place?
Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to talk about waiting this morning, because sometimes life is a waiting room, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Amen.
It is. Just like this song, you know, we just got done singing Meet With Me, and we're inviting Christ here to meet with us. And the reason we do that is because doesn't He bring a stillness, a rest to our souls, quietness, you know?
Amen.
There's so many times of crisis in the Bibles, like,
right.
You know, Noah had to feel some crisis when he was on the ark, day after day of nothing but a small family and lots of animals to care for. He probably felt pretty alone, but he knew he was always close to God, and that brought a nice, quiet relief to him.
This may be a new one to us. It's called Blessed Quietness. Joys are flowing like a river since the calm has come. He abides with us forever, makes the trusting heart His home. Blessed quietness, holy quietness, what assurance in my soul. On the stormy sea, Jesus speaks to me, while the billows cease to roll. springing into life and gladness. Springing into life and gladness all around. This glorious guest, banish unbelief and sadness as we just obey and rest. Blessed quietness, holy quietness, what assurance in my soul. On the stormy sea, Jesus speaks to me, and the billows cease to roll. Like the rain that falls from heaven, like the rain that falls from heaven, like the sunlight from the sky, so the Holy Ghost is given, coming on us from on high. Blessed quietness, holy quietness, what assurance in my soul. On the stormy sea, Jesus speaks to me, and the billows cease to roll. What a wonderful salvation! What a wonderful salvation, where we always see His face. What a peaceful habitation, what a quiet resting place. Blessed quietness, holy quietness, what assurance in my soul. On the stormy sea, Jesus speaks to me, and the billows cease to roll.
Daniel in the lion's den, quietness. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the furnace, quietness.
Blessed quietness, holy quietness, what assurance in my soul. On the stormy sea, Jesus speaks to me, and the billows cease to roll.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. See to it, brothers. Man, when we did this during our practice time this morning, I just want you to capture the and realize the impact of these verses here. These first three lines especially. See to it, brothers, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart. That's you and me. See to it, brothers, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God. Let's read that again. See to it, brothers, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God. But encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. We have come to share in Christ if we hold firmly till the end the confidence we had at first. Remember that there is a battle for our souls. You probably were on the front line this week. You had the opportunity, just like I did, to trade what was holy for that which was carnal. But remember, God had His thumb in your back and said, don't do it, don't do it. And the Holy Spirit said, John, you know better, John, you know better. See to it, brothers, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart. And what that looks like is me saying, I got this, God. I got it. I can handle this. That's unbelief, sin. But He saves us from that, amen? Encourage one another daily, as it is, long as it is called today. So we're here this morning to encourage each other. Keep on keeping on, amen? Don't trade what is holy for what's carnal. Don't short-circuit the process. He has in store for us something more than we can even imagine. And He's working in and through us. Amen. See to it, brothers, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God. If that's happened this week in your life, I just want to encourage you to turn back. Amen. We serve a God who's always welcome. And He is always willing to welcome us home. And says, if you've turned away this week and have engaged in a sin, that you knew was better. You knew that you shouldn't have done it. You knew better. God reminds us to come home. I love this next song that Steve's playing. It simply says, "Give me Jesus." In the face of all the things that we had to trade the holy for the carnal for this week, let's come back to say, "Lord, just give me Jesus. I could have had that. Could have had that. I did have that. Shouldn't have had it." Let's come back to be of one mind this morning. Brothers, see to it that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God. Let's just say instead, "Give me Jesus." Amen. Steve, would you lead us?
In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus.
Amen. Let's do that again. In the morning when I rise,
in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus, you can have all this world. Give me Jesus.
When I am alone, when I am alone, give me Jesus.
And when I am oh, when I am alone, and when I am alone, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me to die. Oh, and when I come to die, and when I come to die, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus.
song says, what if God was one of us? You were one of us, God. You walked in a body of flesh just like we do. You suffered just like we do. You were tempted each and every day just like we are. So we come to you, a God who knows us from the inside out. And we just thank you that we can come today and worship you. We bless your name. Job said, though the skin worms eat my flesh, in other words, even though I die, yet I know that in my flesh I will see God. And that's the hope that you brought to us this day, Lord. You tasted the flesh just as we tasted it. You died, but the grave couldn't hold you. You were raised up again. And that is a great hope for us, Lord God. Because what other God would taste of death for us, Lord? But you did it. You conquered the grave. And we praise you because that's all we can do. It wasn't anything that we did, but it was you. It was all you. So we just bless you for this day. We just thank you, Lord, that while it is today, Lord God, that we can come before you, that we can encourage one another. We can encourage them with the words that you left behind. Not just the words that you spoke, but the words that you spoke through your chosen people, through your apostles, through your prophets, through the people who have learned to trust in you. And we just thank you for that as we come before you to hear the preaching of your words. We pray that they would come into our ears and feed us, Lord God, and flow in us like a living water that would never be stopped, Lord God, on into that eternal life, Lord God, that you have so preciously given to us. We ask it all, and we bless your name in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Before we are seated and just praise him as a body this morning.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated, ushers. If you would wait on us to receive our morning tithes and offerings and our alabaster boxes. You can put those right in the offering as it comes around. Okay. If it's really heavy, you might want to put it in up here on the table because they could get pretty heavy for our ushers this morning. You know, throughout the scripture, we see Jesus being ministered to by God. And when he was baptized, remember what happened to as a sign and a seal of God's approval? And he said, "This is my son, whom I'm well pleased in." What did he send him? He sent him a dove. Came down and landed on Jesus. Yep. And remember when Noah was drifting on the flood for so many days? And it was a crisis. And they kept waiting to be able to get out of the ark. Remember, Noah sent out a dove, and the dove came back with an olive branch the first time in its beak, and the second time didn't return. Today we're going to talk about Elijah. And Elijah had an experience with God in that when he was scared to death and he went and hid, God ministered to Elijah through feeding him with a raven providing meat and bread, and then Elijah could drink out of the brook. And I just thought it'd be neat to help us remember that and visualize that this morning, that where God leads us, his promise, so is his provision. Amen.
He sends his pure, sweet love.
sang from above on the wings of a dove, on the wings of a snow white dove. He sends his pure sweet love, a sign from above on the wings of a dove.